and it's just
like lightning and thunderstorm.
Just as fast as lightning, nearly. And I never was bit by one of them, but I think they're poison. Mm-hmm. They look poison. They've got a great, big, old wide head like that. And any snake, but you can look down on him like that, look down from his head, and you can't see his eye. Why, that's poison snake. They've got a, this deer grows out like that over the tops of the eyes.
Poison ones,
and then they've got crooked teeth like this. And a black snake, all he's got is this little bitty old fine like bar teeth, and they ain't got no fangs, what they call fangs. But a copperhead's got fangs like that up over his top part of his mouth and under.
I didn't know that. They could really get a grip on you.
Well, and on the inside now. I guess people know, most of them know it, but on the inside there's a trench, a hollow trench that runs to the end of that tooth. And that venom runs right down that trench. When they've got it right into the flesh. See, when they hook like that on you, while them there, that venom goes right straight on down into the flesh, right in the blood veins. And that pocket, the poison is right back here, right on the back of the head. Now, what flows is the opening of the chat and the jaws is what makes it throw after.
Well, so you've seen snakes like that would eat those glass eggs, and then.
That's a black snake.
Black snake, yeah, I know that, but that's a black snake that would do that.
Yeah, and they swallowed insulators.
And they swallowed the insulators, too. Well, what did they call those fancy things they'd have in your house made out of glass to put flowers in?
Vases.
And if you, well, like when they would, after they'd eat the meal and have to wash the dishes, then how would they get the soap off?
The soap off their hands?
Off the dishes, or?
Oh, they rinsed them, and then when they rinsed them, they usually put them through hot water when they rinsed them, and then they'd rub the dishes like that to loosen the soap. You see, the soap sticks a film on there like that. And you take your hand in there to where your hand, when your hand sticks to the plate, why, then the soap's gone.
Then the soap's gone. Well, what would they call, like, one of those rags that they'd use for washing dishes?
Well, they called one of them a dish rag and another a drying rag. They had bigger ones for drying rags than they did the dish rag.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about for, what would you call the rag or something that you'd wash your face with?
Oh, this wash rag like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And then what about what you dry with?
Just towel.
And kitchen sink, that thing that the water comes out of, you call that
faucet.
And what about if it's on the side of a house? Would you call it a,
well,
something like that, but on the side of a house?
No, the water faucet, I reckon's all they'd call it.
Well, what would, if people, well, in the old days, if they would need to buy like a whole lot of flour at a time, they might buy it in a,
well, they used to buy it in a barrel.
Yeah, that's what
a barrel, barrel of flour. My grandpa, we never did buy it in barrels ourselves. Will Wallace bought it in, since I can recollect, my daddy might have bought it in a barrel before that.
Yeah, before
I was old enough to remember.